Public Health Ontario reported 466 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 819 recoveries and 9 deaths that have occurred in the last month. 2 more deaths were added to the total but occurred more than 1 month ago, for a total of 11 reported today. The September 28 updates provided by the province's public health agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Among the new cases reported today were 277 unvaccinated people, 27 partially vaccinated people, 119 fully vaccinated people and 43 people whose vaccination status was unknown, missing health card information. There are 116 unvaccinated people in hospital, but not ICU, with COVID-19, as well as 8 partially vaccinated people and 37 fully vaccinated people. There are 107 unvaccinated people in ICUs with COVID-19, as well as 9 partially vaccinated and 8 fully vaccinated. 5,262 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 5,626 yesterday. 315 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 152 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 28 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 108 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 19 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 10,493,722 Ontarians, about 70% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated and another 716,715, 5% of Ontario population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. 85% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 9.8 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 4.7 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 1.5 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 23,785 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 2.1% positivity rate. Of the new cases reported today, 138 are from Toronto, 39 are from Peel, 14 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 21 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 87 individuals under 12 years old, 52 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 163 people between 20 and 39 years old, 115 people between 40 and 59 years old, 38 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 11 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 585,007 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 570,030 recoveries and 9,715 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 29,832 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 5,831 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 3,970.5 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 29.9 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 10.5% compared to the week of September 11-17. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 468 cases, weekly rate of 5.9 cases per 100,000 people. There are 10 known active cases. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 741 cases, weekly rate of 5.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 743 cases. There are 6 known active cases. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,206 cases, weekly rate of 15.3 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,208 cases. There are 15 known active cases. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,398 cases, weekly rate of 10.7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,426 cases. There are 48 known active cases. Timiskaming Health Unit, 219 cases, weekly rate of 23.6 cases per 100,000 people. There are 8 known active cases. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,160 cases, weekly rate of 16 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,159 cases. There are 7 known active cases. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,392 cases, weekly rate of 1.9 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 3,393 cases. There are 4 known active cases. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.